Ryan, thanks so much. Before we introduce Jerry Nunn, Harry, a bunch of texts have come in. We're talking about the return of Zima, what I consider to be the worst tasting drink in the history of the planet Earth. Several people agreeing with me. I do have to say there have been a scattering of people who are thrilled that it's back. We're tracing all those texts.
Good.
To find out exactly where those texts came from.
Can I tell you a Zima story? I'm sorry. I
didn't please.
Okay,
absolutely.
So I was in a fraternity in college, and
Phi Delta Zima.
Yes, exactly. I actually was moving into the fraternity. It was a late night, and I was moving into the fraternity, and police came by, and they noticed that there was a lot of activity going on in my fraternity house. And police officers came in, and they started giving everyone a breathalyzer, the people who are underage. And I actually had nothing to drink that day, so I was fine, although I think I was 21 anyways. But they went up to one of my friends, and they made him take a breathalyzer, and he blew like a .04 or something. Mm-hmm. Something pretty small. And then the police officer turns to him and goes, "Ah, looks like we've got a Zima man."
The ultimate slam.
I will never forget that. Yeah.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Somebody said they should call it what it really is, which is rotten Sprite. I'll take that. But I think the best assessment of the taste of Zima is, hey, Bill, Harry, that's basically nail polish remover, isn't it?
Yeah.
Similar.
It will take. It's what I use to take off my toenail polish every day.
The Zima. Jerry Nunn joins us right now. You know him. You know the segment. It's Nunn on the Run. How are you, Jer? Nice to see you.
I'm great. Thanks
Hold
for
on.
Having me.
There you are. Sorry,
okay.
I couldn't find you for a second. Were you at? There was a party here at WGN a few nights ago.
Yes,
it was you.
I saw you, and you were surrounded by. You had so many fans at the party. I couldn't get through.
It's come to that.
You had security around you or something. I didn't know what it was, but I couldn't
had
get
insecurity
over to you.
Around me. The opposite of security. I'm so sorry I didn't get to talk to you because I know wherever you are, the elite are, the famous people are. That's how you are.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, there's always something going on in Chicago, and I like to take advantage of it.
Who did you get to meet that night that you hadn't met before? Was there anybody here? For people who don't know, this was mostly our advertisers, a handful of listeners, some PR people. Was there anyone here that you met for the first time?
Not for the first time. I caught up with a lot of PR people that I had known, and then just seeing the gang and everything. And
it's fun.
And I also, so the Polo Catering people, I had worked there for a weekend, so they all knew me. So I was hanging out with the back of the house, in the kitchen, eating snacks. So it was great.
That's a good time.
Yeah,
that's
had a great time.
Did it feel like the first time?
A little.
Feels like the very first time, Harry.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to see you. I'm sorry that we didn't get time to spend together. It's
That's
just,
okay.
It was a fast evening. There was a lot of moving around, a lot of quick things.
The next party.
Next we'll party for sure.
Yeah.
Have you, since we saw you last, we had you in a month ago. Have you been hanging out with any of those famous people that you like so much?
I had a great time at Wizard World. I had a blast.
Who did you hang out with at Wizard World?
I hung out with Uhura.
Michelle Nichols.
I hung out with her.
How's she doing? Is she good?
She is health-wise, she says she's doing very well.
Good.
Her hearing's kind of bad, so I had to do an email interview with her before. But then I got to talk to her, you know, at the show.
Of course, she is part of the first biracial kiss.
Yeah.
Ever she
and
on
William
television.
Shatner.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and I had her doll as a kid. I had the Star
Trek. Amigo Dell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I love it.
Yeah. Did she ever tell you the story about how she was going to, at some point, quit the show, Star Trek? She felt she had gone as far as she could.
Uh-huh.
And Martin Luther King
how cool is
convinced
that?
Her to stay on Star Trek.
Wow.
That's amazing.
How cool is
I'd
that?
I'd say yes. I would stick around.
Yeah. He said to her, he goes, "You have no idea the importance you play in African Americans being on television. You need to reconsider and stay in this job." And because of that, she did.
He was right.
He was right.
Yeah. So I hung out with Ernie Hudson.
From Ghostbusters.
Saw him.
Yeah.
And Law and Order.
And Law and Order, right. Right.
Yeah, I hung out with my old roommate that I told you about. We got to hang out for a little bit and run around.
Remind me of who this is.
Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville.
How about that? Lex Luthor and Jerry were roommates.
We were roommates. And then he introduced me to Tom, you know, Superman.
Even in school, was his plan to thwart Superman?
He wasn't in the comics. I was in the comics.
Oh, you were.
He was not. But he kept saying that I put him in his first show. And he was in the radio. He's actually
a radio.
He has a great voice. Yeah, he has a really good voice. And I put him in his first show. So he was all appreciative.
What was the first show that you put him in?
It was a children's show called that I directed. It was The Crying Princess and the Golden Goose, and I gave him a small part, and he got to know the theater people, and then he kept saying
and
the
that
theater.
Worked for him.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that on behalf of society.
And then next thing you know, he's in a Clint Eastwood movie. I mean, right out of school.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Speaking of that show, have you guys ever seen the show Riverdale?
Yeah. I know. That's the Arch. It's the update on the Archies.
Right.
Is that your roommate?
No, but it's Michael Kopech's girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, right.
The White Sox new star rookie pitcher.
She plays Veronica or Betty? Betty?
I would have had to have seen the show, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I just know she's on Riverdale.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
Supposed to be a good show.
That's excellent.
All right. We need to get into September.
What's coming up
in
September?
You know, everyone's going back to school.
There's
tons of things in the city. I mean, we have so much stuff, so we're just going to have to cram it in.
Go for it.
Badia.
Yeah. So, I'm first off, Chicago Gourmet. If you've not been to Chicago Gourmet, you need to go to this event. I started going about 4 years ago.
They have like fancy stuff.
Fancy
gourmet.
Stuff. Right.
Gourmet.
It's at Millennium Park. It's by Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
It's September 26th to the 30th. And it's all different chefs and samples and cooking demonstrations all over Millennium Park. I mean, they take over the whole area.
Oh, that sounds good.
Up on the stage and everything like that, Pritzker Pavilion.
So do you pay one admission price?
Yes.
Or you pay,
you pay one fee and then you go in, and there can be bad lines. So you want to, like, the seafood, you want to get too quick.
Yeah.
Because that line's always crazy every year.
All right.
Then you can go watch on the stage. You know, Chef Art Smith will be there. You know, a big variety of people will be doing cooking demonstrations, a lot of top chefs. So it is really impressive. I've been really impressed with it.
And this takes place when again?
September 26th through the 30th.
You can get tickets now, though, right, online?
You can get tickets now, yeah.
All right, get them while you can.
This is right away.
All right.
Donut Fest at the Zoo. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm. Tell me more.
I didn't know about this. I heard about it. September 8th, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's different donuts, and then they're going to do fun animal things like African penguins being fed and a polar bear chat.
Who are they feeding the African penguins to?
That's the problem.
Oh, no. They're going to feed the little guy.
They'll give them whatever African penguins. They like fish.
I think.
And donuts, right? They have
they
to
have donuts.
Have
some donuts.
It's
maybe.
Donut day.
Right.
All right. So are these, when you say donut day there, are these donut purveyors that are like the big, like Stan's Donuts is really big right now?
Yeah, I asked which donuts, right. Mm-hmm. I did. I asked them which donuts, but they haven't released that information yet. So it's going to be a surprise when you get there. But it benefits the zoo, and they gave me a promo code people can use.
What is cool?
If they just type in none, N-U-N-N.
Whoa.
They get a discount.
Some savings.
Yeah,
good.
DonutFestAtTheZoo.com.
Is this something that...
Jerry gives you the scouting report, you know, go to the seafood place for... And he gives you the
code.
Yeah,
get a discount. I mean, I want to help people out and go.
Jerry, have they done Donut Day in the Zoo in the past, or is this a first time
I believe it's in the past. It's the first time I've heard about it, though,
yeah.
So
all right.
I was glad to talk
new
about
to
it.
Us.
Yeah.
All right.
Tootsie the Musical's coming. I just got an email about that.
Well, it's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Of course,
Dustin Hoffman is an actor who cannot get cast in anything because he's too temperamental. He's like too diehard of an actor, and he won't sell out. And he's got a friend who's auditioning for a female role.
Yeah.
He goes, and he becomes like the biggest soap opera star there is in America.
No spoilers here.
That's the movie. How does it end, Harry? What happens at the very end?
Roseanne dies.
Oh, gosh.
This seems like a story, though, that would lend itself very well to a Broadway-style musical, doesn't it?
Yes, and we're getting it before New York, so they're trying it again.
Previews here.
Like they did with Cher, you know, other shows.
And they just did a musical version of Groundhog Day. Right?
Groundhog Day. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Groundhog Day on Broadway. Groundhog Day made it on Broadway.
In New York.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know about that.
Huh. That's cool.
Who do we know? Like, who's connected with this? Are there any names either starring in it or, who?
So I interviewed Santino Fontana.
Yeah.
And he's from, like, Frozen. He did the voice in Frozen.
Oh.
So he's going to be the main star. It's updated. It's not set back in that time period.
It's modern day?
Yeah. So I don't know what it's going to be like. I'm really looking forward to seeing what
it's interesting.
Doing. But it's September 11th through October 14th at the Cadillac Palace.
Oh. Nice
Sounds
theater.
Good.
Yeah, so it should be fun.
Tootsie the Musical.
Yes, Tootsie the Musical. The Reeling Film Festival is coming back. It's an annual LGBT film festival. that they have in Chicago. Rupert Everett's coming for this new movie called Happy Prince. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be good.
Was he in My Best Friend's Wedding?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
so he's doing the red carpet. I mean, he's coming to Chicago to promote this thing. It's about Oscar Wilde, I believe, the movie.
Oh.
So, and that is he's coming September 27th. So he'll be at the Music Box red carpet. So it's a lot of, but there's a whole lineup at Reeling Film Festival.
I hope you get to hang out with him because he seems like a good guy.
I think he'll be fine. Yeah, I'll let you know how he is.
Please.
Yeah,
I enjoy
him.
We'll
have to make that happen.
If you give him your code, he'll like you a lot.
Yeah, he saved money on donuts at the zoo.
I need a code for the Reeling. I mean, I'm in the LGBT community. I should have a code for that. So lots of good concerts coming up. We have Ravinia. Always has a great show out there.
I know they say this in the ads, and you go, well, it's a summer concert series, and now the summer's winding down. They can't still have that many good people. But every time I hear the ad, there's more, bigger, better names.
Yeah.
They just keep on coming.
Right. It's winding down a little bit, but 50 Cent on September 6th. Tony Bennett's coming back. You know, it's not a year without Tony Bennett in Virginia. He's going to be there September 8th.
How does he manage to still keep such a great voice? Mm-hmm. Like, he's been doing this a long, long time, and when you hear him today, you're hearing the Tony Bennett of old. It's like his voice doesn't
change
at all.
Forget about the voice. He remembers, like, who he is.
He's a right.
Right.
There's that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
One of my friends ran into him at a club up in New York.
Yeah.
Ooh. And he was just hanging out with his wife, and everybody was just in awe that he was in this little jazz club.
I'm going to say something, and you tell me if you think somebody can beat this. Mm-hmm. In the history of cool-looking older guys, there's Cary Grant and there's Tony Bennett, and that's it.
Connery?
Sean Connery is still cool because he's James Bond, so he's going to be cool forever.
Okay.
But some guys like Cary Grant and Tony Bennett just get better and cooler as they get older. I don't know what their secret is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or their donut code. I don't know what their donut code is.
Gypsy Kings are going to be up there too, September 14th.
Like the Gypsy Kings?
Yeah, and then I just interviewed a choral director that's doing a Matthew Shepard tribute on September 12th. Oh, so
very nice.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff up there. Wrigley Stadium is still rocking. They keep having concerts. Mm-hmm. So we have Fall Out Boy's coming.
I ask, when they show, because I honestly don't know the answer to this, but when they have a band inside Wrigley, do they show it? You know that park that they've set up outside with the giant TV?
Yeah, yes.
Do they show it on there or do they not show it on there?
I haven't been outside I've been inside the park for the concerts.
Yeah.
But I have not been outside. I would think they would show it.
That'd be a good spot.
Yeah, it'd be a perfect spot.
You can certainly hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it called Gallagher
Way?
Gallagher Way, right. So that little I shouldn't say enclosed, but it's not like it used to be when Yum Yum Donuts was there.
Yeah, I miss Yum Yum Donuts. Pete's Freeze.
Yeah, for a long time. Yeah.
Jerry, you know, I know you weren't going to, you know, get into like a political thing here, but so Laura Ricketts, who's one of the four Ricketts kids that owns they're all, of course, grown adults now. But she's the first openly gay owner in professional sports.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And the Cubs just traded for Daniel Murphy, who's like this great hitter that's always beaten the Cubs. He's a Cubs killer. When he was with the Mets 3 years ago, single-handedly, he eliminated the Cubs from the playoffs.
Okay.
And he has made comments in the past like he disagreed with the gay lifestyle.
Right.
And Major League Baseball has an ambassador for gay inclusion, Billy Bean, who went out and said, okay, you need to chillax, dude, and let's spend time together. So he said Daniel Murphy has been very cool about spending time with him and getting to know him, but he still has said he disagrees with the gay lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they're like, of all people to have him come to a team, Laura Ricketts.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I heard about this controversy, actually, and it's not a gay lifestyle. It's not some lifestyle I just picked to, you know, like a shirt I put on for the day.
Right. I think Friday, let's have the gay lifestyle.
I was born that way. I did hear about this. They just did a big out at Wrigley Field.
Right.
So they did
annual, they do it every year.
Yeah. So this was, you know, they're still going to keep doing it. That's why we need to have events like that. That's why we have Gay Pride. That's why we have all this stuff, because some people think of it as just some fun lifestyle, and it's not, you know, it's tough. So, all right, we're going to talk about Riot Fest. We got to talk about that.
What do you know about Riot Fest?
Riot Fest is September 14th to the 16th in Douglas Park. Mm-hmm. You know, they moved it a few years ago. It has got the best lineup ever. I mean, you guys will love the lineup.
Who's part of it?
So you have Blink 182.
Like them a lot.
Big.
Beck.
Beck is always
Elvis
good.
Costello.
Love Elvis Costello.
And, okay, here's the best one. Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Really?
I mean,
well, he's going to compete with Tony Bennett.
he's aging well. Yeah. It's like,
he's aging.
He's aging. Yeah.
I don't know if he's aging well.
He doesn't look Tony Bennett cool.
Right.
Oh, tough crowd here.
Right.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, honestly, that's four very diverse acts, each of them strong in their own right, thrown together. That's solid. That's a great lineup.
And that the park is so fun because they have rides. They have roller coaster rides and games and all kinds of stuff around all the different stages.
Sounds like a riot.
It's a riot. It's a blast.
It's Riot Fest, Harry.
Elvis Costello is like just one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I've never seen him, so I should definitely
go. Oh, you should go.
I've never seen him.
You've got to go.
I've always liked his music. The same night, though. So here's the choices. You have to make choices in Chicago.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah.
Harry and I aren't good at the choices.
September 14th is the 27th annual Green Tie Ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Friday. Right. It conflicts with some stuff. Yeah. But that is September 14th at the Geriardi. I have trouble saying that one. But Red Foo from LMFAO is going to be there. He did the party rock anthem.
Okay.
He wears the crazy glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I have to get a photo with him, of course.
Yeah.
And
you'll have the second craziest glasses in that photograph.
Yeah, I got to
bring it.
You
know that, right?
Yeah. This year, the theme is green eggs and glam.
Brilliant.
Yes. So that's a really fun event.
Green eggs and glam.
I missed Nine Inch Nails last year at Riot Fest because I went to, you know, the green tie ball.
What are you going to do this year? How do you make that decision? You could do both. It's not going to be easy, but you could swim both. No,
I can't.
Too hard?
I can't. Douglas Park is far. Mm. Yeah. And this is, so I don't think so. I want to meet Red Foo. So that's why I'm going to go.
Couldn't you clone yourself for one night?
I know.
Clone yourself.
We need
Jerry?
More nuns in the world. Oh my gosh. So I didn't tell you. So there's a new nun movie. There's a nun.
Oh, I know this.
Out.
I keep seeing.
Did you hear about
it? It's called The Nun.
It's called The Nun, N-U-N. It's September 7th.
Do you know they had to stop showing the trailer on was it on YouTube?
Yes.
Because people were having heart attacks.
It was
they
so scary the that they had stopped. To stop. It was a shocking thing that they they had to stop.
Did you ever see the trailer?
I'm going to see it as soon as the show's over.
Can I tell you what happens in it? In just the trailer. I'm not giving away any secrets.
Okay.
There's a woman who is a nun, and she's walking down the catacombs of an old church, and she's being followed by an older nun. So your eye is on that, like she's right behind her. So she's walking down the catacomb, down the aisle, and you see her, and you go, well, the older nun is going to do something horrible to this young nun. And then when you're watching her, this other one comes out of nowhere, just like an even scarier nun than the old nun, and just goes, ah, and just knocks the nun down. Oh, it's scary.
Whoa, it's like Star Wars.
It's
but set in an abbey.
To Star Wars. Yeah.
When they're inside, when they're in the belly of the beast.
Oh, right. A little,
just like
a
it.
Little I mean, bit.
Just like it, Harry. Exactly.
A little
like
bit.
It.
No, because you think you
and then
think
Tony
this,
Bennett,
you
like
think,
when you're not looking, you, and all of a sudden Tony Bennett shows up.
You think
the Pope.
The
Pope.
You think they're going to get eaten by this big creature, and that bigger creature eats that creature.
No, that's true.
Scarier creature gets the scary creature.
I get it. Yeah. Well, go see the nun.
What's going on with all these cool nuns, Harry? Every time I think everything's safe, a nun jumps out at me.
Man, this is really
this is rocking.
So, yeah, that's the fifth part of the Conjuring franchise. I don't know if you guys have kept up with that.
Yeah.
It's real scary.
It looks frightening.
Yeah.
When does that open? Does that open? And not next week, right? September 7th.
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm going to screening early. So they're having that done early. I thought about wearing the habit, but I don't know.
Do you get offered money under that. Don't tell us by who, but do some people offer you money under the table to say good things about their event, no matter what?
No, absolutely not.
No, that's
not.
Illegal.
Absolutely not. I find these things, and they're things I think are interesting, and I hope other people do, but no one's ever done that.
Yeah.
I mean, the most they give me is a sandwich at a restaurant.
That's not bad.
I mean, I get to go to the event sometimes, but I mean, that's not why I do it.
Right.
I think that they're interesting places and things to do in Chicago.
Yeah, there is. There's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
There is. I don't want it to seem like I'm using you, but give your donut code out one more time.
That's N-U-N-N.
Yeah.
My last name.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. And that's at donutfest@thezoo.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. Mm-hmm. Jerry, it's always good to see you. I'm sorry we didn't spend more time together at the open house the other day, but next time we'll do it in a year. It'll be fun. All right. That's Jerry Nunn. It's Nunn on the Run. Harry and I will close things up in just a little bit. Stick around for that. It's WGN.